total control?
Because we couldn't get away with closing the door. We couldn't decide that we're going to close the church. We can't.
Chof Ches Tamos, 15th of July, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Contemporary Bris Mila Shilas.
I recently attended a Bris Mila, and one of our Moalim Mufokim watched how he performed the Bris Mila, and I noticed that he performed the Bris Mila in a way which is not the traditional way, and I wanted to discuss exactly what is the traditional way of performing Bris Mila, and some of the methods which are popularly used. I wouldn't call it modern, because there are earlier sources which would suggest that this method, which is popularly used nowadays, can be traced back to very early sources, but we'll see that from the Poskim are not very so happy with it. At the end of the day, as long as the Bris Mila is performed and the Torah is revealed, then everybody agrees that the Bris Mila is a good Bris Mila. But the question is how the action should be performed, and that is there as we will see, there are different ways of performing the Bris Mila. The Rambam, let us start from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mila, Moyalin, that is when you do Bris Mila, Chodchin is kol ha'or ha'machapes ha'atorah, ha'chetiskale kol ha'atorah. You cut off the or ha'orlo. Va'achakach, afterwards, Purin es hakrum harach shelamato min ha'or, butzi purin. Afterwards, you purea, that is, in Rambam, Taitches purin, not here in the Yad, but in Pirush HaMishnayis, is purin, is ki'ilu kurin hakrum shala orlo. You tear the inner membrane, which covers the atorah, and he calls purio a form of krio. That is a part of the discussion. What is exactly purio? Rashi says, two Rashis. One Rashi says in Shabbos, Tafuk Lamed Zayin, Pora is to be Megale, to reveal. And he quotes the Pora as Shosho Isho with regard to Sota. So it's opening up, revealing. But Rashi says elsewhere, earlier in Rashi in Tafuk Lamed Gimel says, Hu Purin Es Ha'or Hamachasa Rosh Hagid, Purin Es Ha'or. And if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, for example, and many others, that Purin Es Ha'or cannot refer just to revealing the Atorah. It refers to tearing the skin. And Poras Rosh Ha'isho does not only mean to reveal the hair, but also means that the hair is parted in some way. So Purio has a double meaning here. And you can see from the Rishonim, Purio means not just to reveal the Atorah, but it also means to tear the inner membrane. So the Rambam, one of the two issues here, they are related. One issue is the question of doing Purio, the Chituch of the Orlo and the Purio Bevasachas in one action. And the other is doing the Purio with the Tzipurin. Traditionally, the Moalim have taken very good care of their nails, in order because they have to do Purio, they have to do it with their nails. Very difficult to use a kli to cut the inner membrane, because it's very closely attached to the bosal. Therefore, they grow their nails and are very careful with their nails in order to do. Is that an ikul to use the Tzipurin? And also, whether the Chituch and the Purio can be done separately, or can it be done by Vasachas? The Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says, first of all, you cut off the Ora Olo, the Achakach Purin, and that would seem to indicate that it should be done in two separate actions. This Rambam is supported by many other Rishonim, contemporaries of the Rambam, the Sefer HaEshkol, a little bit later, the Sefer HaManig, and they all say that Mol, the Achakach Korea Bitsiporno. The Sefer HaEshkol, in fact, refers you to the Medrash, a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash is a Yalkut in Tehillim, when Yalkut says on the Posek, Kol Atzmoisai to Marno Hashem Nikomoicho, so David HaMelech says the Yalkut, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Meshabechachu B'Chol Evorai, I give praise to you with all my limbs. And the Yalkut goes through all the different mitzvahs, all the different devarim of a person with which one can perform mitzvahs. He says, Tzipornayim, the nails, lasas behem puriyo, umalikas ha'ov, ulistakil behem ba'abdolom. So, Boskim discuss, malikas ha'ov, if you were to do malikas ha'ov with a kli and not with the tziporin, that would passel the malikal. Maybe the priya also, if it's done with a kli rather than the nails, that would pass the priya as well. But that is better than the Maratz Chayes discusses this. Shalos already in the Shalos Shuvos Maratz Chayes, he says that can't be so. We carry on. It says the stakel behen ba'abdolah, and to look at the tibranai ba'abdolah, clearly that's not an ikum mitzaradin. So from the Yalkut, all you see that there is a hidur, if you like, to use the nails for a bris milah, but it's not necessarily defining in terms of halacha. Nonetheless, the poskim quote this Yalkut, which would seem to indicate that chachila one should use the nails for doing the priya. Tracing through all the gedolei haposkim from the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch down to the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's quite clear from the Aruch HaShulchan. Acha shenigmar hachituch, yaseh ha-priyo, after the chituch is completed, you should do the priyo. Hainu, shesh oidal ha-boso krumrach. There is a soft, thin membrane on the boso, lemato mea urshenechta, which is below the outer urha orlo, but toichev tziporno bin ha-krum la-boso, you press the nail between the krum and the boso, the korei lekan o lekan, ad she tireh b'saha ha-torah, until you can see the crown itself. So you see clearly from the Aruch HaShulchan, first of all you do the chituch, and then having done the chituch, sometimes it would cut in order to get the nail in, perhaps it would cut, and Dan Weiss mentions this, they cut a little bit with their scissors in order to get the nails in, then you put the nail in the inner membrane and turn it back. And that is the traditional way of doing a bris milah. In the Shalos HaTshuvos Bin Yanzion from the Aruch HaNer, he writes that the way of doing priyo b'tziporin, he considers that it could well be halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. We know that the priyo lo nitno le'Avraham Avinu, the priyo itself is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, but priyo b'tziporin, says the Aruch HaNer, kim de'ofen kima priyo al yitzei tziporin hoyo kein mefursum umakubel b'chol Yisrael. It was something which was well known and as Adobo Makubal Bekolius, Vada Shekem Kibalnu mi Moshe Rabbeinu. It's as if it was a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, anybody who changes, those who Mashana the Minig, not to do Priyo, but Tziporin, have not been fulfilled the mitzvah, Shinispashto Bekol Yisrael, Ve'efsha Shemeshanim Kabbalas Moshe Rabbeinu. Adkedei Kach, says the Aruch HaNer. And this is quoted by the many poskim, by the Meir Shapiro. He writes, "Cholila l'shum bar Yisrael l'shanes minig Yisrael. Chas v'sholem, anybody should change the minig Yisrael." Similarly, you have in Dayan Weiss also uses a closely minyan zim. And says, but so dobo vavada ain l'shanos me'amakubal nasis ha'priyam mitzoporanayim. One shouldn't change the accepted minig. Zolus masha chulchem me'at kidei sheyuchlu lichtov atziporanayim. He allows you to cut a little bit in order to get the nails into the ura priyo. That he says, which is apparently that's for convenience, more for convenience than al pi halacha. But the actual priyo should be done b'tziporin. So there are two issues, as I say. One is the chituch and the priya done as two separate actions. And some would suggest that in a very polemic teshuva, because Masha Klein writes against the Igros Moshe, attacks from Moshe Feinstein, and it says that Masha Klein says that and brings, he wants to suggest that it's two separate actions and has to be done in that way as two separate actions rather than one action. And the second issue is whether it must be done with a tzipurin, with bet the nail, or whether weekly. And that we see we've got medrashim, and it is mentioned in all the major poskim from the Rambam down to the more modern teshuvas of the Orach, or modern piskei halacha of the Orach HaShulchan. However, as I say, I was at a bris milah the other week, and I saw the Moel do it completely differently. What apparently is, and it's quite prevalent in America because of the tshuva of Rav Moshe, that the Moel takes a probe, and before the bris milah, with the probe, will separate the inner layer of skin, the inner krum, from the Torah. Therefore, it's completely separate, and then at the bris milah he is able to pull both the two skins together, and then does the chituch. And by doing the chituch, there's no ora priya left. And apparently, it's a neater job, and it's less likely there's certain advantages in doing it in that way. So, you're doing the chituch of the orlo and the chituch of the ora priya all at once. And if there's a little bit left, maybe they could do a little bit with the tzipurin. But it's hardly milo. It's hardly two actions of chituch and prio. It's all done in one action, and it's perhaps it's a neater job, and certainly it's much quicker. And sometimes people are very impressed with the speed at which the bris milah is done. One of the reasons why the bris milah may be done with such great speed is because the prio is not actually done at all, because it's already been done already with b'shas ha'chituch. And that's why the moel is able to do the bris milah so quickly, because he doesn't have to bend it back and spend time doing any job bending back the inner skin, because it's all gone, because he's done it b'shas ha'chituch. And it's a very popular way. People are saying, "Ah, oh, what a wonderful moel! He does it so quickly. The child didn't cry very much," and so on and so forth. But is that the correct way of doing a bris milah? And that is a question which is discussed, as I say, in the poskim. And what is the source for such a method? The source that it dates back. It's not a modern way of doing it. In fact, the Maariv Chayes quotes from the Tshuvas HaGeonim. And the Tshuvas HaGeonim going back to Rav Haigon. And apparently already in the days of Rav Haigon mentions that doing such a bris where the chituch and the prio were done bevasachas. If he goes back to Rav Haigon, he can't have a more impeccable source. Haigon predates the Rambam, predates all the others, in which case we do have a source. A second source is from the quoted in the Priya Domo and the Shulchan Gavoya. Shulchan Gavoya is the Rimolka, lived about 200 or 300 years ago. The Priya Domo was even earlier. He was born in 1700, so that goes back quite some time. And the Priya Domo attacks this minig, who apparently was a minig in Salonika. And he writes as follows: Ra'isi mi she rotzolem echas v'sholem ki apriyo hanit alonu im bnei Yisroel eino tzricho elo gilu ha'Torah. There's a debate, exactly as we mentioned earlier, what in fact is priyo. So Priya Domo is written on the Rambam, that there are those who suggest that priyo is revealing. So all you have to do is reveal the Torah. How you get there to reveal the Torah makes no difference in the method you do to get there. As long as the Torah is revealed, then that's fine. You've done the bris milah. In truth, I think al pi halacha, everybody would agree that once you've got to that stage, that the person is gemal, you don't require another hatopas down bris, chas v'sholom. Everybody would agree, but the evidence is okay. What we're discussing is with lechatchila, is it the correct way of doing it? So the Priya Domo says, there are those who suggest that the mitzvah of priya is that the Torah should be revealed. It doesn't make a difference how you get there. In which case, if you do the chituch and of the ora orlo and the chituch of the ora priya bevasachas, you've got that. You've reached the stage of priya. In which case, you fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah. However, he says, that's not the true translation of pora. Pora implies also an element of kriya, as we've seen from the Rambam, not in the Yad, I must add, but the Rambam and the Pirsha Mishnayos, the Rashi, one of the Rashis in Masechus Shabbos, Rabbeinu Chananel Beferish, in the Bala Itur, in the Sefer Eshkel, all the notable codifiers of Hilchos Milah, the early ones, very early ones, they all say that Prior means not just to reveal, Prior means to tear. The translation of Prior, so it has a double meaning. So therefore, although by revealing the Atorah and getting rid of the Ora Prior, you've got to the end product, but the method of so doing is not correct because you haven't done by means of a Krio. There is no Krio there because it has just been revealed. It could be, I might add, in special cases, I've seen Shilas in the cases, for example, where there's a very good medical reason not to have to shed too much blood, and the person who's got hemophilia, for example, there could be a method where you could remove the Ora Prior by means of a laser, which would be, and thereby there'd be no dam. And the Choladeus, if there's no Hatopas, even though there's no Hatopas dam bris, the bris in de facto would be a good bris. Rav Moshe, incidentally, has an interesting point. I just read it from the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes, "Tzorich lira shiyeh gam hatopas dambris meachituch." Rav Moshe says, even though Rav Moshe is not going to kill him here, he is one of the machmirim with regard to having hatopas dambris. Most of the rov poskim say there is no requirement to have dam. If there's no dam at all, the bris is perfectly effective. Sometimes where it's not possible to do a bris. Because the child is already, was as nola nimol, as we say, it's already got, there's very little to do, then we still require our topas dam bris. Our topas dam bris is a token which would, as it were, be a substitute for the bris itself. But if you've had a bris, then nobody would suggest, lechara, that you require topas dam bris. But Rav Moshe says, tzorech lira shi'i gama topas dam me'achitoch, ki ha topas dam nami hu chelek me'a mitzvah. Ha topas dam is a chelek of the mitzvah itself. Ha topas Stam hoyo kodem chitucha orlo yesh lehistapik, says Rav Moshe, to ulai nechshiv ze gam kein dam bris miachash shu beisis haskusu bechatichas hamilo. He has a shaila. What happens if you have the topas dam bris before you've actually completed the bris milo? Is that a good hatopas dam bris? Very interesting shaila, and he's mesupik about it. But Pashtus and all the other poskim, hatopas dam bris is not a requirement at all. sometimes you require hatopas dam bris where there's no milo itself, then of course you have to do hatopas dam bris. But if you've got a milo, then the chora, there's no requirement to do hatopas dam bris. Rav Moshe seems to be mesupik about it. Alright, I'll put that as an aside. But clearly, bidyeved, if there's no hatopas dam bris, you can perform a bris milo, and therefore it would be, as I say, you could use a laser or some other means of doing the bris where there's no dam, and certainly, bidyeved, that would be considered a good bris. So the poskim quote the minig Salonika. What was the minig in Salonika? The minig in Salonika apparently was to do it exactly as we suggested from the Sefer Shulchan Gavoya. He says like this: Minig abu seinu biyodenu biir Salonika hamoyalin habekiin shemoyalin vein srichin lifroa klal. They had a minig where they were able to do the bris milah without doing prayer at all. But shomati omrim mechachomim de osa eila lo yotzei dechovas milah ki mol velo pora ki ilo lo mol. There are those who suggest that they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah bris milah. Says the Shulchan Gavoyah through the Rimalkoi, ain tam bedovo. There's no reason why it should not be a good milah. De mol velo pora katoni. When we say mol velo pora, haynu shenisha atora mechusa beor adak. When we say mol velo pora, it's not good. That's because you've left the Ora Prior there. But if there's no Ora Prior, then certainly you fulfill the mitzvah of bris milo. Aval amol b'derech zeh yofa nifra v'niskale ha'atoro mebli shum tzar lo dinuka klal ve'ike. So he says, on the contrary, this is the best way of doing the bris milo. This is the rimolka. On that, however, the Prior Domo also quotes the Minig Salonika. It says, Chas v'sholem, that's not the correct Minig at all. So the Poskim are, on the one hand, we've got the Rambam, And the traditional, as they say, the poskim, the eshkel, the manhig, right down to the Orach HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch, the Orach HaShulchan clearly say that the priyah should be done afterwards as a separate action by means of a chituch. On the other hand, we have very early sources dating back to Rav Haigon, predating the Rambam, and also the Minig Salonika. Apparently, Salonika must have been Irva Ein B'Yisrael, that the Minig was to do it like the Bris Milah, like the some of the modern Moalim do. I call them modern, it's not really the correct description, but it's like some of the Moalim do today. Says the Moshe Sternberg, the Sheikh HaLevi, also the Meir Shapiro and the Oramer, and as I quote you from the Shevet HaLevi, they all say pretty much the same. What about the original sources of the Rav Haigon and the Minig Salonika? So he says the fact that Rav Haigon is not quoted by any of the major poskim, like the Rambam, the Rosh, Shulchan Aruch, it clearly must mean that this, either one of two things, says the Shevet HaLevi. Either they'd seen the Rav Haigon and they didn't accept that was the correct Minig. And as far as the Minig Salonika is concerned, Rav Nasha Klein wants to suggest that the Minig Salonika was because the Moelim at that time were not Bekian to do Bris Milo Bitsipur, and it's a very difficult thing to say that, I find that very difficult, but that's what he says. They weren't Bekian, and therefore as a substitute they used this method which was much easier, but it was not the accepted viewpoint, and it was overturned, if you like. This Minig was overturned. That's what he says about the Minig Salonika. But as far as the Rav Haigon is concerned, one of two alternatives. Either the Rambam, and we can't take on the Rav Haigon because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it hasn't been through, as it were, through the mill of all the poskim, and they didn't take it on, and therefore we've got a tradition. We've got to follow our traditional poskim. If Rav Haigon is not mentioned in the mentioned in the Rambam, is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, therefore we can't take it on, and therefore we've got to follow the Midor Dor, which is the traditional way of doing Bris Milah, and we can't accept this Rav Haigon. Alternatively, another suggestion is that Ramosha, when he writes his first tshuva, he said he hadn't seen Rav Haigon. Somebody goes and he said he hadn't, when he wrote his first tshuva, his first and the later tshuva, I hadn't seen Rav Haigon. Admission of Ramosha that he hadn't seen it. So one would have, I thought at that time, it must have been one of the modern sforim which had been brought out. But the Maharaj Chayes quotes the Maharaj of Haigon. So it's a rather surprise that Ramosha hadn't seen it if it's quoted in the tshuvas of the Maharaj Chayes. All right, be that as it may. But the suggestion, other suggestion is that it's not an authentic tshuva. And that's what the Rav Shevet HaLevi says. One of two solutions. Not one of the major poskim mentions the Rav Haigon. We've got to suggest one of two things. Either the ro'u divrei hagionim, they actually saw the Rav Haigon, and they disapproved of it. That's one alternative. Or that this teshuva of the Haigon, zos hamiuchesis the Rav Haigon, lav mar baravashi chosimu alo, v'lo mimenu yotzai dvorim. We don't accept it. We don't accept that it was written by Rav Haigon. It's some later person who... it's attributed to the Geonim, it was attributed to Rav Haigon, but it's not an authentic teshuva. And that is suggested by the Shevet HaLevi, and also Rav Menashe Klein is one of the vociferous opponents of this method of Bris Milah. So you have on the one hand the traditional method, which is clear from the Rambam down to the, all the way down through the Eshkel, the Manig, right down to the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Binyan Sion, is really addressing only the issue of Priyo B'Tzipur. He's not addressing the Isinyan of Chituch and the Priyo B'Vasachas. So you have the traditional view, and the Poskim say on that that it's even Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or certainly it's a Kabbalah M'Moshe Rabbeinu. And Minig Avosenu Torah, as Rav Avadia says, he is one of the Mekilim, he quotes Rav Moshe, and he says, Nishalti Odes Moalim Shousim Amilo Vapriya Bavasachas Besakin Shalamilo. Says Rav Avadia, Maskona Dedino, Mitzaradin Efshalasus Amilo Vapriya Bavasachas, It is possible to do that. To do the priya only with the tzipporin, or minig Yisrael Torahi, and that is a constant refrain. It touches back to a previous shiur which I gave on the Torah way. Minig Yisrael Torahi, and therefore alti tosh Torah simecho. Whereas the mekilim, another great Sephardi god, the Yaskil Abdi, is of the opinion that the Ikar Priya is just to be Megala the Atorah. And therefore, as long as the Atorah is revealed, you can do it that way, Lechatchila. So our Poskim will say you can do it, Lechatchila. And Ramosha also seems to indicate that, and that's probably why it's so prevalent in America. Ramosha is one of the Mekilim, and he quotes also from the Siddur Rav Yaakov Emden. I haven't checked the Siddur Rav Yaakov Emden inside, but he quotes from the Siddur Rav Yaakov Emden, where Rav Yaakov Emden writes, "Aton noyagin kain rov ham amoelim." So already in the time of Rav Yaakov Emden, it was quite a popular practice to do the prior, the chituch and the prior bevar sachas. Nonetheless, many say that even if you do it with asachas, if you rely on those shittas, al kolponim, there should be at least do a little bit with the tzipporin. When though it's not miyakiv, but the conclusion of the poskim is not miyakiv, but nonetheless, it clearly was a tradition, and goes right back to the Yalkut, that they used to do bris milo with the priya with the tzipporin. And though on that issue, the Maritz Chayes is Mekel. Interestingly enough, the Maritz Chayes is Mekel to do a prior with a kli, not with tzipporin. It's a controversial tshuva, that tshuva of the Maritz Chayes. It goes on to talk about Matitza, which is a classic piece in the Maritz Chayes. So you've got here, as I say, a major debate in the Poskim. The majority of the Poskim, like the Minchas Yitzchok, the Ramesh Shapiro, the Shevet HaLevi, the Tshuvas HaNhogos of Rav Moshe Sternberg and certainly Rav Menashe Klein are very, very anti this method of doing the chituch and the prior together. The traditional way should be done because that is what is mentioned in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Possibly, according to Binyan Siyah in Aruch and Ner, that is already doing prior b'tziporin. It could well be part of the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, Kabbalah Midor Dor, and anybody who's changing the traditional minig then is possibly over on Al Titoish Torah Simecho. And those who are Mekilim rely on the fact that these are Tshuva of Rav Haigon, which I say has been questioned by many of the leading Poskim. There was the minig in Minig Salonika, which is mentioned in already in the 17th, 18th century, the Minig Salonika, again, which is questioned by some of the Poskim as being a correct Minig. Was it overturned? Was it not overturned? But came out, all the Poskim are agreed that if, whichever way, as long as the Ura Priya has been removed and the Torah has been revealed, how you get there is a debatable point. But once it has been done, then certainly nobody would suggest you require a further Hatopas Bris, Dam Bris. Nobody would suggest that any in the Bris Milo is invalid. But nonetheless, it seems surprising that so many people are using this, call it a modern method, because it's not so modern. Just to conclude, the Shevet HaLevi says, he quotes from the Sefer HaBris, that the five reasons why one would suggest Lashanas HaMinig. And he writes as follows. Number one, it reduces the amount of flow of dam. Number two, it's the Bris Milo takes place more quickly. Number three, it's better for the refuah purposes. Number four, it's less likely the Ora Priya will fall back in place. Well, it's impossible for it to fall back in place because it's completely been cut off. It's not going to go back to its former place. And number five, it's Monea Sakona, where we've got a very a small Ava, it says it's less likely for Sakona. On that, the Shevet HaLevi replies, it's not for Altis Takarba, it's not for us to be so wise, and we don't have to be have more Rachmonis than the Rachmei Hashem, and since this is the way that it's been, the mitzvah was given, and that's given the Dorei Doris, we don't have to be to worry about these things. So therefore, it would appear that the balance would be not to use such a method. I must say, when I saw this particular male probing before, it seemed to me that the child was in more pain because the amount the probing itself caused quite a lot of dam. And Menashe Klein raises another very big issue. He says he raises the issue, which is very questionable, but he says, how can you do it on Shabbos? Since it's not an essential part of the Bris Milah, and you're causing a chavolah, therefore he says he thinks it should be forbidden to do on Shabbos mitzad adin. Others would disagree, because since, after all, it's all in the process of doing the Bris Milah, it can hardly be a problem if the Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos, and this is essential for doing the Bris Milah, why shouldn't it be Deicha Shabbos? Menashe Klein says it's not essential for doing the Bris Milah, in which case you're doing a Chavolah, which is Shalala Tzarech, and Zashalev doing a Malacha Diraisa on Shabbos, if you do it in that way. So he's very, very anti. Ramosha deals with this problem and says that's not really a problem, because it's all in the process of doing the Bris Milah, and therefore whatever is needed to do the Bris Milah should be done for Shabbos. All right, I'm not sure. I'm not going to say a couple of moilim here. I'm not going to change their opinions. But I'll call upon him to give you the background to the issue.